passion for worship, 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 passion for worship.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program Passion for Worship. Having passion for worship is essential for all of us. It boosts our spirituality, improves our focus within worship, and increases the chances of being accepted in the divine court of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Having passion for worship will help us fall in love with acts such as performing salah, reciting the glorious Quran, sending durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and much, much more as well. In today's episode, we will be talking about a specific act which we can do in our daily lives. Throughout this series, we have been talking about different ways of attaining the love, closeness, and pleasure of Allah Almighty. In today's episode, we will be talking about the act of Tawbah, the act of repentance. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will listen to some blessed verses of the glorious Quran on this topic. We will hear the hadith, the blessed sayings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the topic of tawbah. We will listen and hear about what tawbah actually is. What are the signs of tawbah? What are the conditions of tawbah? And what are the signs of an accepted tawbah? We will talk about some of the incidents of our pious predecessors and how they made tawbah and how quickly tawbah is accepted and how quickly we can see through their lives how quickly tawbah is accepted. And when tawbah is accepted, some of the people who were the worst people on the face of the earth become some of the best people on the face of the earth. That is the power of tawbah, and that's what we will be talking about in today's episode. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's start by mentioning some blessed verses of the glorious Quran on this specific topic of tawbah. It is mentioned that tawbah erases sins, it removes sins as though sins were never committed in the first place. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and it is he who accepts the repentance of his bondsmen and pardons the sins and knows whatever you do. Subhanallah, we see from the verses of the glorious Quran that a person's repentance is a means for his sins to be forgiven. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that is not the only blessing and excellence attained by that individual who does tawbah, who makes repentance, that his sins are forgiven. There are many other virtues mentioned for that individual who performs this blessed act. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran that that individual who makes tawbah, who seeks repentance in the court of Allah Almighty, he will attain success. Subhanallah. This is a translation again from Kanzul Iman. And O Muslims, all of you turn towards Allah in repentance in the hope of attaining success. Subhanallah. In another place in the glorious Quran, we learn that repentance is a means or a way of becoming the beloved of Allah, to becoming a beloved person of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran, again translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed Allah loves those who repent abundantly. Again, from the glorious Quran, we see that the person becomes the beloved of Allah Almighty. We see that is a means of attaining success. And we also see that a person becomes deserving of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal through this blessed act. So whoever does the blessed act of tawbah, whoever sincerely repents in the court of Allah Almighty, he becomes deserving of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Again, translation from Kanzul Iman. That repentance which Allah, by His grace, has made compulsory to accept is only of those who commit sin unmindfully and then repent instantly. Allah looks towards them with mercy, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal has also stated, again translation from Kanzul Iman, thus the one who repents after his transgression and reforms himself, So Allah shall pardon him with His mercy. Subhanallah. Now another virtue that is mentioned for that individual who does a sincere tawbah. Again in the glorious Quran it is mentioned that individual, his evil deeds will turn into good deeds. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal states, except the one who repents and believes and does good deeds, Allah will henceforth change the evil deeds of such into virtues, and Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful. Doing tawbah is a means of being admitted into paradise. Doing tawbah is a means of being admitted into Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran, again translation from Kanzul Iman, O believers, repent to Allah with such repentance which becomes advice for the future. It is close that your Lord may remove your sins and admit you into gardens beneath which rivers flow. Subhanallah. In another place Allah Azza wa Jal has said, except those who repented and accepted faith and did good deeds, these people will therefore enter paradise and they will not be wronged at all. Subhanallah. The final virtue from the glorious Quran for that individual who does sincere tawbah for today's episode, that individual will be saved from the fire of hell. He will attain salvation from the fire of hell. Allah Azza wa Jal states, those angels who carry the throne and those who are around it proclaim the purity of their Lord while praising Him, and they believe in Him and seek forgiveness for the believers. O our Lord, everything is encompassed by Your mercy and knowledge. Therefore, forgive those who repented and followed Your path, and save them from the punishment of hell, O our Lord. Subhanallah, we see, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many virtues and excellences mentioned for those individuals who perform sincere tawbah in the court of Allah Almighty, mentioned within the glorious Quran. It's mentioned that person's sins will be erased. It's mentioned that person will attain success. It's mentioned that person will become one of those who is beloved to Allah Almighty. It's mentioned his sins will be changed into good deeds. This is the power of tawbah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to make a sincere tawbah. Ameen bijahin nabiyal ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, not only is the virtues and excellences of tawbah mentioned in the glorious Quran, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned many virtues and many excellences on this topic, and he has encouraged his followers to perform this blessed act. Now let's listen to some blessed sayings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this blessed act. And remember, what are we trying to do? In today's episode, we are trying to increase our passion for performing this blessed act of tawbah. So let's listen to these blessed narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try and build this passion within us that we will perform this blessed act of tawbah and become those people who are deserving of these excellences and virtues that are mentioned. It is mentioned the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who repents of his sins is like the person who has never committed that sin. Subhanallah, that person who does sincere tawbah, it's as if he has never done that sin in the first place. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, O son of Adam, whenever you have called upon me and turned to me, I have forgiven your sins and it makes no difference to me. And O son of Adam, if your sins reach the sky and then you seek my forgiveness, I will forgive you and it makes no difference to me. O son of Adam, if you meet me in such a condition that your sins cover the entire earth, I will forgive your sins, provided that you have not committed shirk. So my dear viewers, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that He will forgive any sin that we have committed as long as we do tawbah and as long as that sin is not of shirk. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, repent to Allah. Certainly, I perform istighfar 100 times daily. My dear viewers, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is telling us he himself performs istighfar 100 times a day. My dear viewers, we know our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was innocent. He could not sin. Like all the other prophets as well, they do not sin, they cannot sin. But why is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us that he then makes 100 times istighfar a day? It's a point to reflect upon, my dear viewers. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us the value and the importance of istighfar, that even he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing istighfar, not because he needs to, but to teach me and you that this is an act that we should be doing. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, all human beings commit mistakes, and amongst those who commit mistakes, the best of them are those who repent. So our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, everybody will make a mistake, everybody does make mistakes, but the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent, are those who do tawbah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, make it a habit to perform tawbah on a regular basis. Make it a habit to perform this whenever you can, whenever you remember. Even if you think you have not sinned, still make this blessed act of tawbah. My dear viewers, we have seen in the glorious Quran, there are many excellences and virtues mentioned for an individual who performs tawbah. There are many excellences and virtues mentioned in the blessed hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this blessed act. And all of them are mentioned to us for the sole purpose that we are encouraged to perform this act, that we bring this passion within us to perform tawbah. Because as we have heard, we live in that era that everyone or the majority of people are engulfed in sin. Everyone is performing sin. And to erase that sin, the way of erasing that sin, the method of erasing that sin is to do a sincere tawbah. And if we do a sincere tawbah, not only will that be sin be erased and removed, but with the mercy of Allah Almighty, that sin will turn into a good deed. That sin will be written as a virtuous and good deed in the books of our deeds. My dear viewers, the mercy of our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal is so vast, is so huge, that words cannot do justice. Words will never do justice to the mercy of Allah. The mercy of Allah is such that it is looking for excuses to forgive us. Regardless of whatever sin you have committed, whatever sin you are committing, if you make a sincere tawbah, a sincere repentance, Allah Azza wa Jal will erase that sin from your book of deeds. That sin will not only be erased from your book of deeds, it will be replaced with good deeds. And it will be as though you have, when you are raised in the hereafter, instead of sins being written in that book of deeds, it will be written as good deeds. But my dear viewers, what is a sincere repentance? What is a sincere tawbah? Is it just to touch your ears and say tawbah, tawbah? Is it just to say, oh, I'd make tawbah from the tongue? Is this a sincere tawbah? My dear viewers, just as our prayer has certain preconditions, has certain conditions, or like purity or facing the Qibla and so on, just like other forms of worship have certain conditions, that those conditions need to be fulfilled for that worship to be valid and accepted. The same way, tawbah, repentance, it has certain conditions which need to be fulfilled in order for it to be accepted. The scholars mention that there are three specific conditions which need to be fulfilled for tawbah in order for it to be classed as a sincere tawbah. The first condition that should be in the heart of that individual for it to be classed as a sincere tawbah is that he feels sorry, he feels regret for that action in his heart. So whatever sin he has done, he feels regret, he feels sorrow, he feels like that action was a bad action and I should not have done it. He has that feeling in his heart. That is the first condition of a sincere tawbah. The second condition that is mentioned for a sincere tawbah is that that individual, he abandons that sin. He leaves that sin in the current present. Now when he is making that tawbah, he is left that sin and he vows to not do that sin. And then the third condition, that he vows and he has this firm intention that he will never go back to that sin ever again in his life. The scholars mention a fourth condition in addition to the three previous conditions mentioned. And that fourth condition is that individual, he needs to make an atonement, he needs to make up for that sin that he has done against another individual. He needs to replace and give back the right of the other individual whose right he has taken. For example, if he has stolen something from somebody, the scholars have mentioned the steps that he should, in addition to feeling regret for that action, in addition to leaving the action now, and in addition to making the intention to never perform the act again, to never steal again, he also needs to return those goods which he has stolen to to that individual who he has taken it from. My dear viewers, those are the four conditions mentioned for a sincere tawbah, for a tawbah to be valid. And following on from a sincere tawbah, the next question which arises is, how does an individual know that their tawbah is accepted? How does an individual know that their tawbah, their repentance has been accepted in the Divine Court of Allah Almighty? Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions, and he quotes a different scholar. He says that the scholar said that an individual can never definitively know if his tawbah has been accepted or not. He cannot actually know with certainty if his tawbah has been accepted or not. But there are certain signs which, if they are found, that it can, then it can be hoped and it can be believed that that tawbah, that sincere repentance has been accepted. So there are certain signs which he mentions of a sincere tawbah being accepted. He mentions that whenever that sin is mentioned, the individual will feel uneasy, he will feel regret about that sin. He will be given the ability to stay away from that sin for the rest of his life and he will never go back to that sin. My dear viewers, that's what he mentions is the sign of an accepted tawbah. My dear viewers, after we make a sincere tawbah, all those four conditions that were mentioned are present at the time of making tawbah. But then after that, an individual slips and he goes back into that sin, what should an individual do then? My dear viewers, our scholars mentioned, if that individual does a sincere tawbah again, that Allah Almighty will accept his tawbah again. And then if he has those conditions present, that he especially intends to never do that sin again, but he still falls into it again, when he does a sincere tawbah, Allah Almighty, inshaAllah, will accept that tawbah. This is what our scholars have mentioned. Our scholars have mentioned, don't despair from the mercy of Allah Almighty. Even if you sin on a regular basis and you continue to fall into sin, even after doing tawbah, my dear viewers, continue to make tawbah. Continue to seek repentance, because this is one of those blessed acts which is beloved to Allah Almighty, that an individual is acknowledging his sin and he is trying to return back to Allah Almighty. He is trying to repent in the court of Allah Almighty. And my dear viewers, I just want to mention a few incidents from the lives of our pious predecessors, which shows how beloved this act of tawbah and repentance is in the court of Allah Almighty. How quickly Allah Almighty accepts sincere tawbah of individuals, and how some of the people who were seen and known as seen as the worst people in society, they became the greatest individuals from amongst this ummah as well. That is the power of a sincere tawbah. My dear viewers, let's start from an incident from the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second caliph of Islam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's mentioned, one day he was walking through the streets of Madinatul Munawwara and a young man was passing by in those same streets, and that young man, he had a bottle of wine with him. So when he saw Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he hid that bottle of wine in his clothing. And because Sayyidina Umar was in front of him, and he thought Sayyidina Umar is going to say something to him. Remember, who is Sayyidina Umar? Sayyidina Umar is that individual who even the shaitan runs away from. That Sayyidina Umar was in front of this young man now who had a bottle of alcohol. Then that individual thought in his heart, at that moment when Sayyidina Umar came to him, and Sayyidina Umar asked him, what do you have inside your clothes? What are you hiding? And that individual knew he has a bottle of wine, but he felt regret at that point. He felt sorrow at that point. He felt embarrassed and ashamed at that point. So in his heart, sincerely in the court of Allah Almighty, he did dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, don't let me suffer embarrassment and disgrace in front of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Cover up my sin in front of him, and I will never drink again. My dear viewers, what did that individual do? The young man who was hiding that bottle of alcohol from Sayyidina Umar, he made a sincere tawbah, a sincere repentance in the court of Allah Almighty. And look what happens next. Sayyidina Umar asks him, what are you hiding? That individual, he says, it's a bottle of vinegar. Sayyidina Umar says to him, show me that bottle, I want to see what it is. Now that young man, seconds earlier, has just made tawbah in the court of Allah Almighty. He knows inside the bottle was actually alcohol before he made the tawbah. Now when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he looks into the bottle, he opens the bottle, he sees that it is not alcohol in that bottle, it is actually vinegar, like that young man has said. Allah Almighty, because of the sincere tawbah and repentance of this young man, he had turned the alcohol into vinegar. He had accepted the tawbah of this young man. My dear viewers, this is how quickly tawbah is accepted. This is how quickly a sincere tawbah is accepted. It comes out from the tongue. It didn't even actually come out of the tongue. He had it in his heart, that young man. And as soon as that thought came in his heart, as soon as he made that dua, that tawbah was accepted. And that alcohol which he had turned into vinegar. And he was saved in front of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, my dear viewers, another incident from one of our pious predecessors, Sayyidina Fudail ibn Iyad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He is one of the greatest walis of our ummah. He is one of the greatest saints of this ummah. This blessed individual used to be a robber. At one point in his life, he used to rob people, and he was known famously as a person who thieves. It's mentioned, one day he was climbing onto a wall to climb over and go into somebody's house to rob them. And the owner of the house, coincidentally at that point, was reciting the glorious Quran. And the individual in the house recited this blessed verse. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Has the time not come for the believers to humble their hearts to Allah's remembrance? And when Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he heard this verse, it impacted his heart, it hit his heart. He said, why not my Rabb, why not my Rabb, the time has come now, the time has come now. And he got down from the wall and he just sat on the side and he started weeping in the court of Allah Almighty. He was crying out of fear of Allah Almighty, out of regret for the sins that he had committed. And then after some time, he went to like an abandoned house and he stayed there for the night because he wanted to make tawbah. He was weeping in the court of Allah Almighty. And after a while, a caravan reached there. A caravan who was traveling reached there. And Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he heard the people of the caravan saying, don't travel in the night, stay here, as the robber Fudail bin Iyad lives nearby. When Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi heard the views of the people of the caravan, he started crying even more. He was weeping even more. And he was thinking to himself, regretfully, I'm such a great sinner, such a big sinner, that the caravans of the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they do not travel out of night because of the fear of me. The women use my name to instill fear into the heart of children. And with this thought, he kept weeping continuously until the morning. And he made a sincere intention, a sincere tawbah, that he will never go back to the sins again. And from now on, he will spend his entire life rendering his services to the Kaaba and worshipping Allah Almighty. How did he attain this rank? How did he get to here? It was a sincere tawbah. The sincere tawbah took him from being one of the worst people on the face of the earth to one of the greatest people on the face of the earth. This is the power of tawbah, my dear viewers. So my dear viewers, again, we should all try to make it a habit to regularly perform tawbah in the court of Allah Almighty. My dear viewers, another incident from one of our pious predecessors, Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, again, another one from amongst the greatest saints of this ummah. My dear viewers, how did he attain the rank of sainthood? How did he achieve such a rank? My dear viewers, it is mentioned that he was known to be an alcoholic in his area, but one day, he passed by, he was walking past, and there was a paper on the floor. He found a paper on the floor on which the words Bismillah were written. So he picked it up, he cleaned it, and he perfumed it. After that night, he had a dream and he heard the voice, "Oh Bishr bin Haris, you have picked up the page of which has our name on it from the path and applied fragrance to it. We will also make your name fragrant in this world and in the hereafter." And my dear viewers, we see that the name of Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is fragrant in this world and in the hereafter as well, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal make us all from amongst those who make sincere repentance in the court of Allah Almighty. May Allah azza wa jal bless us to perform this act continuously and regularly within our lives. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Passion for worship, 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 passion for worship. Passion for worship.